We subjected the ooids obtained by the submersible to further analysis and found that each grain is cemented to another by calcium carbonate crystals formed in fresh water. We concluded that the grains formed in shallow marine water ultimately were transported from the beach by wind and formed sand dunes in air, like most sand dunes we see on modern beaches. Rainwater partially dissolved the grains closest to the surface and caused grains deeper down in the sand dunes to become cemented, thus forming hard rock. Rocks formed very quickly, in a matter of a few decades. The water between the grains was supersaturated with calcium carbonate from the partial dissolution of ooids nearer to the dune surface. The cement crystals formed in this supersaturated interstitial water, thus turning the dunes into rock. This allowed the dunes to be preserved when sea level ultimately rose up and over it, now covering it with 70 meters of water. Finally, we could radiocarbon age date the ooids using specific procedures and produced an age of 14,500 plus or minus 50 years of age for the exposed paleo shoreline S2.